Well, welcome to Redeem the Commute. It's Monday, Easter Monday, and so today we're celebrating Jesus' resurrection from the dead. We're going to look at the story from the Bible of the first people to realize what had happened on that amazing Easter Sunday. This is Redeem the Commute, so most of us weren't commuting Sunday, so we're looking at the story today. On the first day of the week at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how we told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. Well, we see here that Jesus' closest followers, with the exception of Peter, didn't believe the story of the women who discovered the empty tomb. This happens in our lives when we hear things that just sound too good to be true, that sound incredible, and we don't always believe them. We want to test them out. I used to lead a first aid team in university, and we would have interviews twice a year for new members. And I remember one person who, when we asked him if he had any first aid experience, told us this incredible story. He said he'd volunteered doing first aid at the World Youth Day. It was a big, huge Catholic event where the Pope came, and it was at Downsview Airport in Toronto. And I remember his story. He went on about, I was doing first aid there, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and then somebody got bit by a snake, and he told us about all these crazy things he'd done to help this person who was bit by a poisonous snake. It all just seemed too good to be true. And we were able to test it out because we knew people who'd been there. We had team members who were at that event, and there was no snake bite that they knew of. Now, maybe they just weren't there. So we asked somebody in authority from the event, somebody who was running the first aid for a certain area. Nope, didn't hear about that happening. And we knew that poisonous snakes didn't really live at Downsview Airport. You don't find that many in southern Ontario. His story didn't stand up to scrutiny. Well, the story of Jesus rising from the dead is pretty incredible too. People don't normally die and then come back. So it's something we need to actually test out and see if it stands up to some scrutiny. Well, one of the most common objections to Jesus' resurrection is people say, well, maybe he died and stayed dead. Maybe he was just dead. First problem is the empty tomb. He was put in that tomb, and the Roman authorities didn't want any problems, so they rolled a great big stone in front and posted guards. You had crack Roman soldiers, professional killers, guarding that tomb. And somehow there was no body in that tomb on that resurrection day. Okay, well, some people say, well, maybe Jesus didn't really die. Well, we've got a great exploration of that in our Christianity 101 course. You can hear some of the medical evidence we have that that says that we know Jesus really did die. Just last week, we were looking at the story of Jesus' death, and we saw that Pilate was surprised that Jesus was already dead, and so he asked the Roman soldiers to confirm he was really dead. So this wasn't just a tale that the disciples, people who loved Jesus, told. The Roman soldiers, who had nothing invested, who would probably lose their lives if they lied, said he was dead. Check Christianity 101 for more information on that. Well, thirdly, people have suggested maybe Jesus died, but his body was stolen, maybe by some grave robbers. They were common in those days for grave robbers, but here's the problem. It specifically says in this story that they found grave cloths in the empty tomb. That's an important fact, because grave cloths are made of linen. They were very expensive. And a grave robber didn't want to steal a decomposing body that was completely worthless. They wanted to steal something of value. And so if there were grave robbers, they were completely confused, and they took the body, which was just going to rot and cause a terrible stink, and they left the expensive grave cloths behind. So that doesn't make sense. Well, people said maybe Jesus' followers stole the body. Again, the problem is there were guards posted specifically to prevent that from happening. The Romans weren't going to let it happen. So it seems confusing that they would have these crack Roman soldiers who risked their lives to let disciples steal the body. Well, people said maybe they just made the whole thing up. Maybe they just wanted to believe it so much, they wanted to be famous and get book deals, and so they told everybody that Jesus had risen from the dead. Well, the problem there is that this story cost them their lives. Why would they die for a lie? Why would they die for something they made up? Why would they completely change their minds after running away, leaving town, and turning back to fishing, their old profession? Why would these disciples come back to Jerusalem and start preaching about Jesus having risen from the dead? One other important piece of evidence to notice here is that women were the first people to discover the empty tomb. And if the disciples were fabricating this story, they would probably have picked some better witnesses if they wanted people to believe them. Like this guy from the first aid team. If he really wanted us to believe he'd saved this person with a snake bite, he'd have said that there was somebody there who could back up his story, and he'd probably have picked somebody very important. Maybe he could even go all the way up to the Pope. Either way, he would pick somebody trustworthy. In Jesus' day, women were not considered trustworthy givers of evidence and witnesses in court. They weren't allowed to give testimony. And so it makes no sense to fabricate a story with witnesses who nobody would believe. The only reason the disciples would have included that fact would be if it was true. Either way, there's a lot more evidence than this that this story really happened. But I've got a question for you to look at first before we explore this in more depth this week. What doubts do you have about this story, and what would help answer them? I hope you don't do this alone, but you join with some friends, somebody in your life, somebody from work, neighborhood, from the train or bus. Share this story with them and discuss our questions with them. We hope you have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow.